理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 7 Barton Park, where Sir and Lady Middleton lived, was about half a mile from the cottage. The ladies had passed near it upon arriving at the cottage. The house was large and handsome, and the Middletons lived in style, always with friends staying with them in the house to keep them company. Both Sir and Lady preferred to invite friends to stay with them. Sir Middleton enjoyed hunting with friends, while Lady Middleton delighted in caring for her children, but preferred to have other mothers and children around as well. During their many dinner parties, Lady Middleton enjoyed showing off the elegance of her dinners. But Sir John's satisfaction in having such events was more real. He delighted in collecting more young people around him than his house would hold. The noisier the house, the happier was Sir John. The arrival of a new family in the area was always a matter of joy to him. He was charmed with the new neighbors in his cottage. The Miss Dashwoods were young, pretty, and honest. Sir John could not be more delighted. The Dashwoods were invited for dinner the next evening at Barton Park. He repeated many times that he was sorry he could not bring any smart young men to meet them for dinner. There was, in fact, only one other gentleman present, aside from Sir John himself. This other man was a dear friend of Sir John's, Colonel Brandon. Although he was certainly not charming and friendly like Sir John, Lady Middleton's mother was present as well, who was quite a friendly, agreeable old woman. Mrs. Jennings, Lady Middleton's mother, was a good-humored, merry, fat old woman who talked a great deal, seemed very happy, and rather ill-mannered. She was full of jokes and laughter, and before dinner was over she had said many things about lovers and husbands. She mentioned that she hoped the girls had not left their hearts at Norland, then laughed to herself. Marianne was quite worried about her sister, as she knew Eleanor was still rather upset about leaving Edward to move to Barton Cottage. Colonel Brandon, the friend of Sir John, was quiet and serious. His appearance, however, was not unpleasing. Although Marianne and Margaret believed him to be an old man, as he was nearly 35, he looked sensible and gentlemanlike. In the evening, Sir John requested that Marianne sing for the group, after he discovered that she was musical. Marianne sang quite well, and the group praised her after every song. Sir John was loud in congratulating her after each song, and as loud in his conversation with the others while every song lasted. Lady Middleton frequently requested him to quiet himself, wondering how anyone could not pay attention to the music for one moment, although she once asked Marianne to sing a particular song that Marianne had just finished. Colonel Brandon, alone, of all the party, quietly and patiently listened to her play. Marianne respected him for his quiet attention, which the others did not give her. Chapter 8 Mrs. Jennings's husband had died many years ago, leaving her a great fortune to spend happily, as both of her daughters had already married wealthy husbands. She was quick at discovering secret relationships between young people, and enjoyed embarrassing such couples in public. Soon after her arrival at Barton Park, she announced that Colonel Brandon was very much in love with Marianne Dashwood. It would be an excellent match, for he was rich and she was handsome, she often declared. Mrs. Jennings had been anxious to find Colonel Brandon a wife since they had met soon after her daughter was married to Sir John, and she was always anxious to get a good husband for every pretty girl. Marianne was rather confused, as she felt Colonel Brandon to be quite an old man at 35 years old, and pitied him in that he had not found love in his younger years. Her mother, however, could not believe a man 5 years younger than herself to be old.
"But at least, Mama, you cannot deny how foolish Mrs. Jennings is in her belief that Colonel Brandon and I could marry. He's old enough to be my father, and if he were ever alive enough to be in love, he must have lost that feeling long ago. Are you calling him weak?
Asked Eleanor.
I know you look at him as much older than our mother does, but you must not call him weak. He is but 35 years old. My dear child,
began their mother, laughing.
If you believe Colonel Brandon to be old, you must think I will soon die, as I am still older than Colonel Brandon. Mama, I know he is not near the age of death, but at 35 years old he should not be thinking of marriage. Perhaps,
said Eleanor,
a man of 35 and a young woman of 17 should not think of marrying. But if there is a woman who is single at 27, I think Colonel Brandon could marry her. A woman of 27,
said Marianne, after a moment of silence,
can never feel love again. If she has a small fortune, she cannot think she will ever marry. In his marrying such a woman, it would be an agreement for convenience. I believe, however, such a marriage would mean nothing without true love felt for each other. This would simply be a business exchange.
Soon after this conversation ended, Eleanor left the room. Marianne then turned to her mother with a worried look.
Mama,
she said,
I am sure Edward Ferrars is not well. We have now been here almost 2 weeks, and yet he does not come to visit. Why has he not come yet? Why did you think he might come so soon for a visit?
Said Mrs. Dashwood.
I did not believe he would come so early. Does Eleanor expect him already? I have never mentioned it to her, but of course she must. I rather think you are mistaken. She has not spoken of Edward Ferrars coming for a visit. How strange this is. Their goodbye to each other was rather cold and unfeeling. That last evening together, their conversation was rather dull and weak.